Contreras for Soulful Strut here on Kuvo Jazz. Recently, I had the chance to sit down and speak with Deanie Parker, who worked as not only a songwriter and an individual who wrote liner notes for the venerable Stax recording label based in Memphis, Tennessee, but she also worked most notably as the key publicist of that label. In our discussion, we spoke about one of my favorite portions of the Stax story.
So I see in the background, you got the Stax snap. One of my favorite Stax periods is the Soul Explosion period, which is where that one first got publicized, when it had the blue background before it went black. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because the Soul Explosion came out with a lot of beautiful music, beautiful visuals, a lot came out of it, but it came out of, I mean, from my perspective, and please correct me if I'm wrong, what really wound up being kind of a sad realization, right? Which was that Stax did not own the rights to their masters of all the things that had been released through Atlantic through some sort of loophole in the contract. And so they had to build a new catalog of work in a very short period of time and then try and sell that catalog. Is that right?
Sad. I got hooked on that word that you just said. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was sad. I think it was painful. Mm.
I've been running ever since. It's been a long,
and I think that when something hurts you, you have a choice. You can medicate it, you can amputate it, but you need to do something. You gotta make a decision.
It's been too hard to live it over. And I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the clouds. It's been a long
and we did. And we made a decision that we were not going to be stopped, but that we were going to start again. We were gonna establish a goal to flood the marketplace with that kind of music that Atlantic, I believe, had attempted to stop us from making. Hmm. I'm not sure that if the separation from Atlantic, and there were some great things that came out as a result of our relationship with Atlantic, but I'm not certain that we would have achieved as much as we did in those 10 short years, that we would have created as many wonderful songs and developed as many creative relationships and really made a mark in record time globally as we did, because we had to make a choice. And we decided that we were not going to take no for an answer. We were not going to be stopped. There was a whole lot of creative energy and matter still contained within that team at Stax Records. And so it also helped us to appreciate just how capable and creative we were. Painful, yes. Sad, no. I mean, when you get on the backside of it, and we were at a familiar facility in Memphis that had recently integrated called the Holiday Inn Rivermont. And for 3 days, we kept releasing product to the marketplace, and we had brought all of the media people in with whom we had been working up to that time, and some that we had never met. we brought them into Memphis and introduced them. Clarence Avon, I know you know that name. Chester Higgins with Jet Magazine and all of these guys with whom we had relationships, and the guys at Rolling Stone, at the Trades, Billboard, Record World, Cashbox. You remember Cashbox? Are you old enough to remember that?
I know of it.
You know of it. But it really showcased what we were capable, I think, of doing.
And one of the albums that came out of it, I know you know, but for the readers and folks.
Oh, yes.
Hot Buttered Soul.
Hot Buttered Soul. Yes, ma'am.
The album that might not have happened, which was not his first album, but by far is his breakthrough.
You know, I think that eventually it would have happened, but it would not have happened when it did.
Hmm.
Because we, you know, sometimes we procrastinate when we think we got unlimited time. Mm-hmm. But when we know that time is tight, as Booker T says, you know, you have to let the rubber, you have to let it meet the road and get some traction and do what you're going to do. And that is what that soul explosion ended up doing for us. And we didn't look back. And, you know, I think people also don't think about the fact that Stax Records was challenged from the day that it created its name, Stax. Because we were in Memphis, Tennessee, and you know what was happening in Memphis, Tennessee at that time. Mm-hmm. And we were doing the unusual and the unacceptable at Stax Records. So we were immediately on the number one hate list. And then, of course, we were in a backwater town. when I think about some of the, you know, hate. But in order to get where we were trying to go, we had to develop relationships with experts in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles. Otherwise, we would never have been heard. We would never have been seen. And that was one of the problems that we encountered when we were trying to brand Stax and introduce a number of our artists into the marketplace. But it made us unique.
Yeah, I mean, that was the flavor, right? The thing that other people couldn't emulate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ayanna Contreras for Soulful Strut on Kuvo Jazz.